Nothing this fun, but it is super fun to say the least, to try to do this. Genesis is a little bit different of the network, too. You got to remember, our hosts are all over the country. They're not in big official radio stations, and we hook all into the network up in Minnesota. And, think about the risk we all take. Think about the things we do to bring you these broadcasts. It's not easy. It's not inexpensive. And we're all in a lot of risk to ourselves to stand up against the New World Order, to stand up against the Global Crime Syndicate, and to expose what the establishment is doing. And really, our biggest problem as a society is that people are naive, they're simple, they're uninformed about the world around them, and the average person cannot imagine balancing their own checkbook or keeping their children off of drugs or even keeping their head above water. They're in so much credit card debt that just trying to survive and keep up appearances and have enough baubles dangling from their clothing to act cool and stylish to even be able to imagine that there are criminals that openly put, as I keep mentioning, Bayer admits, knowingly putting HIV and hepatitis C in the blood supply and in the drug supply of millions, killing hundreds of thousands here in the U.S. alone. And that's all admitted publicly now, as is hundreds of other similar examples of corporations and governments just totally ruthlessly, with pleasure, killing innocent people. Doesn't matter if it's declassified that our government's released, radiological, chemical, and biological agents thousands of times against the American people. Doesn't matter if they've knowingly killed our innocent troops, knowing they would die when they were nerve gassed in test, or the atomic soldiers or atomic children, they tell families, oh, we're going to x-ray your child here at the military base, you get free health care. They'd really radiate the child and kill them on purpose just to study it. And so this is what we face. This is this is the real world here. And I'm aware of it. People say, well, you focus too much on the macabre or the negative. Hey, it's actually positive that we're on air, we're exposing this, we're talking about it, we're involved in society resisting this tyranny. That is very, very positive and healthy and good. What is unhealthy is denying all this is going on and just going on about your daily business like everything's going to be okay when it's not going to be okay. The big threat we face is the global government openly says they want to exterminate 85 to 95% of us, and they want to build a, quote, police state so they can exterminate us in a more orderly fashion. Now, I've been saying that on air for really 12 years since I got on air, and it's now been demonstrated, and every time a new document or declassified report comes out, or every time some top professor spouts off at an official gathering and 95% of the people stand up and give them a round of applause, standing ovations, when they say China's great, they have a police state to reduce population. A police state is there to treat you like cattle. Paul Watson, sorry about this roller coaster today. I'll probably get you back up next week again when stuff isn't swinging from the chandeliers over there at the network with one poor guy with everything melting down around him. But we're about to go to calls when you got cut off, but we won't take any now. Just I'm tired of dealing with it. Sorry, folks. The phone system keeps flipping out. Equipment doesn't do well when it just is turned off because batteries weren't properly charged. But we are on generators. None of it really matters anyways. Paul, you were making a point about the wild, vitriolic, genocidal statements of the Israelis, which if they were being carried out by anyone else, would be decried for what they actually are. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and it's not that they're just saying, and the cheerleaders of this war are just saying, well, charred and mangled babies are the cost of war. You know, there's going to be innocent deaths in war.
Or it's all an accident, and oh, it's too bad. No, now they're just going, yeah, we love it, it's great.
It's one step beyond. And you said before I got cut off that these people say there's no such thing as innocent people. This is exactly what this person said to us, which we created the article from. quote, as far as innocent people are concerned, there's no such thing. Someone who lives in and grew up in Beirut, as my ex-fiancé did, knows they are living in what has been an urban combat zone for decades. The fact that many of them don't pack up and leave it tells a lot of things, among which is the fact that they accept that they live in a combat zone.
So they're saying they need to go ahead and leave and let Israel have the land, and they're saying a lot of them don't have the money, of course, to leave or can't find a country to go to, and a lot of them were already driven out of Palestine south of there and the West Bank before. And then, of course, he goes on to talk about how it's good that the Romans would come in and kill everyone in a city, or 10%, hence the term decimation or decimal. He goes on to laud it. I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and even beyond that, when they try to leave, their vehicles are targeted anyway. But then, you know, these mangled and burned babies deserve to be killed because they knew what they were letting themselves in for. Is that fair to say? And then, as mentioned earlier, some of them try to deny that there's any civilian casualties whatsoever.
Well, it shows a decadent disconnect from reality, because most of the people talking like this have never had it tough. They're just little perfumed, oily couch potatoes that just think that manliness is going, I support carnage. They think it's manly, Paul. They can't find Lebanon on a map, most of them, and I'm serious when I say that, but they've got a lot of opinions about it. I mean, these are brown people, and they need to die.
Yeah, it's racist, and they would advocate the kind of policies that Israel is formulating for the future with this ethno bomb.
But why do they think, and we'll talk about the ethno bomb in a second after the break, but why do they, these people think that if our government and other governments will go do this evil stuff, that they won't do it to us? See, people feel like they're part of this system and they're powerful. No, idiots, you're not. You're going to have your farm and ranch taken. You're going to have your property taken. You're going to have your children CPS'd. You're going to be forced on drugs. You're going to have a national sales tax on top of the income tax. You're going to be a slave. You're going to lose your job to illegal aliens. They're going to get rid of the United States. It's happening, you idiots. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, but they think it's for the biblical greater good, that it's part of God's plan to kill babies for the greater good of Israel.
But it's not! We'll be right back after this quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us here on the GCN Radio Network final segment. We'll talk about the ethnocentric weapons, race-specific bioweapons on the other side.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad! Can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
For the entire trip?
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill, and we could purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific!
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport Purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To realize that the PNAC document has so many dark and horrible things in it, but one of the big ones in there is Dick Cheney says we need to use our friends in the media to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons against the Arabs. And that's an almost exact quote. I'm going from memory, but I got a pretty good memory. It's a slight paraphrase, but that's almost word for word. Michael Meacher pointed that out in an article he wrote. And there's hundreds of these PNAC documents. I mean, these guys are sinister. Now, you think the Arabs talk about wiping Israel off the map and fighting the U.S.? Can you imagine? They read all this. This is big news over there. Hey, we're going to create a virus that kills all of you. And they're going, okay, well, we're going to kill you too. Oh my gosh, they said they want to kill us. Oh, they're so vicious. And you ride around in your pickup trucks and your cars and your W stickers and your stupid Democrat stickers. Americans, the average American, you don't even have an idea one-tenth of how bad it is, okay? The predators running our country could care less about you and your family. Everything they do is to fleece you and control you and dumb you down. And you better grow up and you better wake up and stop feeling like you're part of some power structure that's going to kill some Arabs, Paul.
Yeah, and there's another quote from PNAC where Wolfowitz and Crystal are urging the Pentagon to use these ethno bombs. Quote, cutting-edge biological warfare targeting a certain genotype could turn the reign of terrorism into a politically useful tool. So they're
saying politically useful because that gives them the excuse to kill all the Arabs.
Yeah, and then in that fear-mongering piece that was on Hannity and
Hey, why don't you write an article headlined, Crystal and PNAC boys call for using bioweapons to kill all Arabs. I think that'd be a good article. I'm sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, and I wrote an article about Hannity and Combs a week ago, where they had this guy on saying that if Hezbollah nukes Tel Aviv, then Jews in the immediate area would be killed by the explosion. But the majority of the casualties, if they get a downwind effect that travels 100 miles, would be in the Gaza Strip, so it would kill Arabs. So all the more reason for Israel to stage a nuclear attack, which they've staged false flag provocations in the past. Because they don't care about Jews. They only want to wipe out Arabs for a political goal.
Well, yeah, the same Zionists that run Israel, the ones that made deals with Hitler to not let Jews leave unless they agreed to go to Israel and join the Zionists. And then they would make Jews pay them protection money to then allow them out of the country. I mean, that's on the record, folks. And I guess if you're against killing Jews, you're anti-Semitic. Well, then I'm anti-Semitic. I'm against killing Jews.
And the Orthodox Jews that protest in Israel against the aggressive policies of the Israeli government are imprisoned. So I guess they're anti-Semitic as well.
Well, and they also grab most of the Orthodox Jews sects that are against Israel. The CPS grabs most of their kids now, so.
And then, as mentioned before, it was in the London Times that Israel was close to completing this ethno bomb, but they were having trouble in separating or isolating the particular characteristics of certain Arabs, because Arabs and Jews are both Semites, so they got very close relation in genes. But, I mean, with their mindset, they probably don't even care. They just want chaos.
But that won't hurt the European Ashkenazi, who really don't have any bloodlines to the ancient Israelites. So, boy, look out if you're Sephardic. Hey, Paul, I really appreciate you joining us today on this bumpy ride, and keep up the great work. We'll all be looking at PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv for all the big developments you're putting out, and we all appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
God bless. We work really hard for you, folks, so please read the sites, get the news, spread it around, and help us. Don't forget, I'm going to be premiering Terror Storm up in Dallas on the 26th of this month, so get your tickets now. All right, God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.